Emmanuel means God with us. While God wants to be with us, the big question we need to ask ourselves, are we with Him? Hi, this is PC Matthew and my wife Sibi Matthew. We would like to take you on a journey through the season of Lent as to how we can be with Him in all walks of life.
Day 29. To be with Him when I wake up. I need my tea, my chai, first thing in the morning. I'm sure some of you prefer coffee, but it really does not matter which beverage we start our day with. But I think it is of utmost importance to begin the day by thanking the one who sustained us through the watches of the night. The Bible reminds us, I lay down and slept, yet I woke up in safety, for the Lord was watching over me. Psalm 3 and verse 5. What I do the first thing in the morning when I wake up is indicative of what I really thirst after. A research indicates that more than 75% of smartphone users get active on social media within 15 minutes of waking up. Our wake-up time is precious. That is when our mind is fresh, and that's a good time for us to give it to the most important person in our lives. The psalmist portrays his longing for God in the morning in Psalm 130 verse 6. He says, I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. This kind of longing for God shows his deep intimacy with God. One of the early memories of my grandfather is the image of seeing him on his knees early in the morning while it was still dark. This was followed by him praying with his wife. After that, the entire family was called in for family prayer. These were common scenes in many Christian homes a few decades ago. Somehow, this deep longing for God and the earnest seeking for God has been depleting. When our comforts and our luxuries have increased, seeking God intentionally as the first thing in the morning has reduced. But the Lord has never changed. He continues to shower His new mercies on us every morning. Jesus Himself woke up early in the morning and spent time with His Father. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house and went off to a solitary place where He prayed. Mark 1, verse 35. Jesus did this to show His dependence and His love for His Father. He wanted His best hours of the day to be given to His Father. He wanted to share all His thoughts, plans, and His missions with Him. This was an important spiritual discipline practiced by all saints of God to keep their lives connected to God and His Word. A friend of mine shared how his morning coffee was important to him. He said how connected his time with God and his morning coffee were. He said, every day while I'm having my coffee, I would take my Bible and would read the Word of God and pray. And this way he did not miss his time with God. This has now become a good practice for me as well. My chai and my Bible reading go hand in hand, and that helps me not to miss my time with God. While our morning newspaper and other social news are important, it can wait. Let the one who deserves our first attention get his due. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I confess that I have given my first attention to several other things without prioritizing you and being conscious of your presence that sustains me every second. Help me to give you my first and my best. In Jesus' name, Amen.
We hope today's meditation has been a blessing. Please pass it on and bless someone today. These meditations are also available at urbanindia.org. Thank you. God bless you.